Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we're going to do this because I suck at them.
Okay. I think you're supposed to start with already clinking and then pull out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Cute. Oh, I got a fat mouth.
Fuck.
Oh! Are we recording? Why is that the first thing I always say?
Okay.
Welcome to Simpin' After Dark, a podcast where two people who usually simp after dark are hanging out and talking about their feelings. So you're here with us, Victoria D. Wells.
I'm Ashley Mendoza. We're sipping on some brews. Gonna play some music and talk our shit. You know what it is.
And you know, we always keep it real here on the Simpin' After Dark podcast. And today we figured, we gotta bring up our girl again because she does seem to tell it how it is.
You know who we're talking about? Kehlani came through with Valentine's Day, Shameful, very shortly after she dropped her other song, You Know What's Up, on SoundCloud and then to Spotify. She's just delivering bop after bop. You know, that's our favorite fucking word. But it's a bop. What can we say?
I mean, the song is called Valentine's Day. How appropriate to have on a Simpin' After Dark podcast.
And which is number one Simpin' Day of the year, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Simpin' Day. And
even if you have a man, it's like sometimes they fuck up. And if it lands on Valentine's Day, you're just going to sit in and simp. Drink your wine.
Yeah, sometimes you drink your wine. Sometimes it's a beer. Sometimes it's kombucha. Who knows? You never know. To each his own. Everybody has their own drink.
Sponsor us, kombucha.
But today's podcast is coming to you live from the headquarters of Wild 7. Wild 7 headquarters in downtown Los Angeles. So if you hear a little life in the background, just ignore that. It's just us hanging out.
Get
literally
used to
in downtown.
It. It's going to always be there.
But what we should do? We should start off by playing a little bit of the song.
Yes.
Are you down?
Let's play him a clip.
Let's play a little clip. Of course, you know she has like a beautiful voice on the track.
Ready?
Torn between crying for help and not letting them see me sway. But a certain shit I can't forget, I won't get over it easy. Shit makes me queasy. I am making amends with myself, forgiving.
Damn, I felt that one. Shit makes me queasy.
I love her voice.
I know.
She's from the Bay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no. She represents California hard. I like how she has this like attitude.
Yes.
When she talks, like even when she sings, it's very.
It's like she sounds like an angel, but just still hits you with that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, do not fuck with me.
Yeah, it's
like,
beautiful.
Even if these songs that she's been dropping, like she's in her feelings and she's fucking sad, like you could tell, and she's just like ripping YG apart. But like you could just tell, like she probably would beat his ass.
Like,
and she should.
You know, she. I feel like
we don't condone violence.
a little bit though, only if it's.
You're fucking
consensual.
You're fucking with
only
Kehlani.
With consensual violence.
Yeah, that's right.
But I feel like she would be the type of woman that could beat a dude's ass. Like she probably
hell yeah
could whoop his ass. But she would just look at him and be like, "I'm disappointed." And then, that would hurt more.
Hell yeah. And then they would forgive her because...
And then they'd like kiss her feet. But okay, let's look at the lyrics, the opening line.
Always gotta start with the opening line. Like, I could just do this whole song lyric by lyric. Like, we could do that. I don't know how long that would take. But we'll start at the top. Torn between crying for help and not letting them see me sweat.
Right there.
Like, right there. That's, yeah. Exactly. I was like...
Torn between crying for help and not letting me see them sweat. I think that line says so much because it's kind of like... There are times in a relationship where you don't necessarily want to show your vulnerability or your, perhaps maybe like your jealousy or your insecurities. And you don't want to show that. You don't want to let them see you sweat. Yeah. I don't want my man to know that, all right, maybe I'm a little jealous that you're texting home girl from work. I know I shouldn't be, but whatever.
Fuck that, bitch. Don't be texting no fucking bitch from your work. The fuck? Unless it's about your schedule. And then that's that. Goodbye, good day.
You know how Ashley feels about that.
Sorry.
But, you know, so it's really real to say something like that. To just be like, I maybe have a certain feeling towards this, but I don't want to let them know about that.
Exactly. Because you don't want to, like, come off as crazy. Like, I can come off crazy.
You don't want to show your true intentions.
You can't just let that all out. Like, they'll go running. But, okay, it's like, for me, the torn between crying for help and not letting them see me sweat is, like, not even, like, to your man, but sometimes... If you are going through it too much with your man and you've already cried too many times to your girls and it's like, fuck, like, my heart is broken right now and I want to fucking cry and tell them about it, but, like, they're probably sick of it and I don't want to look like a bitch, like a little bitch, and I don't need my friends being like, girl, like, leave him. Like, why are you still with him? Like, damn, you be crying too much. Leave him.
No, okay, but no. Sometimes, I don't know. Have you ever really told a friend, like, why you're crying too much? Have you ever really told a friend
No, I never
that?
Have.
Okay, so then why are you saying that?
I know,
that?
And, like, I know, like, a friend would never do that, but it's still easy to get in that mindset, like, you don't want to bug them. Like, you know they'll be there. Like, for me, I know my friends will always be there for me, but it's easy to kind of just tell yourself, like, nah, I don't want to bug them, like,
no, I mean, I understand that aspect, you know, but it's what I mean is from the other side is like, we're never judging.
Yeah.
At least my friend, I've had
times. You can cry
to
me every day and I'll be like,
it's okay. I'm here for you. I get it.
Yeah.
Go get that dick tomorrow. Exactly. Like, come back and cry tonight. It's fine. Because, you know, sometimes you just go through it. And sometimes I also think that it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you have to, like, go through this in order to get over it. So you're kind of just like, all right, like, have to do this a couple more times, I feel like, and then I'm sure you'll get it out of your system. So sometimes you just gotta, I don't know,
you
talk
have
it out
to
with
feel
your
it.
Friend.
You have to feel it, yeah. And, like, but venting always helps. Like, so many times I'm just like, fuck, and then I cry about it, and I'm like, I'm fucking good.
Well, I don't even care about
why
him.
Why was I crying for
I don't care. No, definitely not letting people see me sweat. That's a big thing for me, too.
I never sweat.
Big earth energy.
I'm just kidding. I never sweat. I'm not crazy. I'm an earth sign. I be chilling.
Yep, I'm cool.
Chillest
I'm
girlfriend
chill.
In
yep.
the house.
Super chill all day. Don't worry about nothing.
But this next line, literally line for line, I'm going to do this. But it's certain shit I can't forget. I won't get over it easy. Shit makes me queasy. Like... I felt that. Did you feel that? It's just, man.
Like, maybe there's one or two things that you can't let go of.
Yeah. Like, do you forgive? And are you, like, good at, like, letting shit go? Me either.
Okay.
How do people do that? How do you let go?
Wow. It's something I think definitely in the past couple years that I have been trying so hard to work on, but... Ooh, I can't let shit go.
For
oh
me,
my
just,
God,
like,
I can't let
shit
go.
Jealousy and letting shit go. Yeah. Like, one little thing can turn my attitude sour and ruin the fucking night. I'm not proud of it, but it's true.
Yeah, no. Or certain things, like, sometimes maybe somebody does something and then they apologize for it, and then, like, 2 weeks later you remember it and you're like, I'm mad about this again. And then they're like, but I thought I said sorry. And then there have been instances where I've even been like, yo, I know you've apologized for this,
I'm still mad.
Yeah.
At least for me, I like to be like, you know, like, I'm going to forgive you, but I might still feel a way about it. I might still give you some shit, talk some shit.
Absolutely. No, I definitely think it's one of those things where it's been hard, but it's something I've recognized, and I feel like that's a big step, is to at least recognize where, you know.
Yeah. That's always the first step.
You maybe
step,
don't
right?
do so well.
Is to
actually, it's the second step.
What's wait? What's the
first
step?
Is denial.
Oh,
so we are already.
Dang, we're already finish line. I can see it.
We are on our way there. See it. Okay, so what's the next line? Let's break this down again.
I am making amends with myself, forgiving me for loving you. I took a risk, loving loudly, defended you proudly, ooh, ignored all the signs. Yeah, it's true. That one hit me too. I know the other ones hit me, but that one hit me.
Okay, so what's a, give me a sign that a guy has given you where at first you're like, this seems like a red flag, but you know what? It's fine. Do you have any like specific moment that you can think of?
I think lying is a big one.
Really?
Cause like.
Like you felt he was lying?
I have like really good intuition.
Mm.
So like, I can
cheers
always
that.
Feel. Wait, let's real life. Cheers.
All right, sure.
Who wants to sponsor us?
This could be you.
Yeah, just lying is like huge to me, and like I can sense if something's off. Like I feel most girls can sense when shit is off. Like if a guy says something, even if it's like something like so dumb, like you're like, oh, what are you doing? They're like, oh, I'm just at home. But like really, you're like
somewhere.
Not even anything bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you have
like
to
lie? Like a Carl's Jr.?
Like, yeah, like, you're in the drive-thru. Why are you just saying you're at home?
Because I was on my way home.
Then just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just
I've
don't,
been
like,
there.
That little shit is, like, it's red flags because it's, like, what are you going to lie about next?
Oh, mine has, like, also been, I'd say probably, like, friends.
Oh.
Like, friends were like, oh, we're friends. And I'm like...
Oh, hell. That's a touchy.
It's touchy, right? Especially mm-hmm. when you're getting into a relationship with somebody. It's one of those things where you don't know how they, you don't know what friends they've had or what their ground boundaries are.
Yes, what if it's their friend, but you're like, oh, have you guys hooked up before? And they're like, no. And then you find out they have, like,
red
what
flag.
The fuck did you lie to me flag. For? If it was in the past, what do you have to lie about for? Like, for what?
Yeah, so there, I think there have been a couple instances where, like, I've seen, like, a friend that's a friend, and I'm like, ooh, I feel like y'all are more than friends. Or
you can
have
feel the vibe.
Up. Yeah.
Like, I wanna meet the bitch. Like, let's hang out, because I'll be able to tell off the bat if there's something
it's
more.
It's true, it's
if
really
you're
true.
Just friends, like, I'm not gonna... feel weird about
it's
it.
It's really true. So, and then
energy.
I've had a red flag, and then we've broken up or whatever, and then all of a sudden he's like with her, and then I'm like, ooh,
dude.
I knew it. Which brings me to like an, I feel like there's another line in here where she talks about like her, she's being called crazy, like because of her intuition.
Yes.
So I feel like that's a big
like you call
thing.
Me crazy, but it was my intuition.
Exactly.
Every fucking time, dude. Like,
and it's always like, and that's the thing. That's why I hate when men use the word crazy, because it's like you can't think of any other adjective. You can't say, she's jealous. She's insecure. She's, she doesn't know how to communicate very well, or she gets agitated easily, or whatever it is. Like, you can't think of anything else, so the only thing that comes out of your motherfucking mouth is she's crazy. Like, no, she's not.
Exactly.
You're probably, there's probably
or, like, maybe recognize, like, why is she acting crazy?
Mm.
What'd you do?
Yeah, like, maybe you gaslit her.
Yeah, you probably are, like, calling her crazy for what? You probably did something, and she's calling you out, and you don't like it, so now you're, like, trying to...
Or
make
it's,
her feel
it's,
bad.
It's not fair when, like, a woman, you know, maybe there's an instance where you fucked up and you cheated and she takes you back. So now she has that insecurity. And so now you just constantly gaslight her every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like, bro, like, it's, you're
like,
yeah.
Stop accusing me. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you when I took you back, like, it might take some time.
Yeah.
Like, let me accuse you a little
bit. Or even the opposite. Like, maybe you had a feeling one time and you were wrong. And
that's
then
true.
They use that to.
Sometimes. We be wrong.
It's true. It's true, y'all. We be wrong
if
sometimes.
If you didn't know. Sometimes.
But anyway, so obviously this song is about her and YG.
Yeah.
He cheated on her.
So, like, do you think he did something again after since the last song? Sounds like it.
I mean.
But then I feel like on Valentine's Day, she, like, posted something. Like, he gave her a bunch of roses and shit. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why it's called Valentine's Day Shameful. Because it's one of those things where you're like, you know what? All right, I'll take you back. I do believe you. But, like, what is this? Like, what?
Still,
where are we?
You
like,
still feel a type of way about it.
Yeah.
It's hard to move on from that.
Exactly. So maybe this is her kind of Valentine's Day to him. Like,
yeah. But then, okay, so the pre-chorus, she's talking about, like,
I love that.
She wishes that she could make it be known that he should be left alone. Like, she wants to tell the world.
That's true.
Like, even the chorus, I'd say your name, but you don't deserve recognition. You played the hero, but you really are the villain. It sounds like he did something else. I hope not.
Because I also think that his and her relationship, it was very public very quickly.
Yeah.
And she
wasn't. Because she's like, oh, I know it was like a 5-year plot. In the making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like then they blew up and she was like, oh.
I feel like it was just like 1 week on Twitter where it was just like their pictures were like everywhere. And I was like, oh, I get it.
And they
it.
Were being so PDA, so much love, like everywhere. They were like hugging each other, kissing each other. Every picture was like all PDA. So I think like maybe that's why she feels like.
Yeah.
You know, you don't deserve the recognition because she probably put out like, look, this is my man. He's hugging on me in public. Mm-hmm. He's being all cute. He's being this boyfriend that kind of every girl wants. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And she literally is like,
look at them. Then car alarms going off in downtown. Those motherfuckers agree with us downstairs, too. They throwing out riots downstairs.
Hopefully no one's car is getting broken into.
Hopefully it's not one of ours.
She says, use me for status and the fame and recognition. So, I mean, she's saying, like, because I feel like he was big, but, like, she's cuter, so.
Okay, but everybody knows when artists couple up, that, like, triples their power.
That's so true.
Like everybody knows that.
That's why I just, like, feel like all those relationships are fake. I'm like, you guys are just plotting.
They,
I feel like most of them are.
They are, yeah. They definitely. Usually are.
But it's still fun to get on here and talk about it.
But you know, I'm just saying. But I think that if she said that it was 5 years in the making and she's to go so far as to like.
Yeah, that's like a lot of
write
backstory.
Write music and be real.
I mean, it
specific.
Makes the songs more real, I guess, if you like know who they're talking about. Like, either way,
oh
it's
my
relatable,
God, wait, is this.
Is
this like a fucking
played.
Marketing scam?
I think definitely.
Well,
we're getting played.
Hey, cheers to a podcast out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, cheers to we're still going to make some content off your bullshit relationship.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So, have you ever shamefully taken someone back?
Yeah, dude. I'm like...
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I've had a lot of... I'm very forgiving.
Yeah.
I'm very, like, okay. And maybe a little naive. But just, like, when it comes to, like, love for me, like, I love love. So, like, if I love you, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take you back. Because, like, I
you're
love
gonna
this
try
feeling.
To work at
yeah,
it.
I want to work it out. And, like, I want to believe you.
Yeah.
So...
Prove me,
I'm a little
prove
naive.
Me wrong.
I'd rather just, like, give it my all. Like, I feel like even though getting heartbroken and fucked over does suck and it hurts, it's better to, a bigger regret for me would be not giving somebody another chance and seeing if it could work.
Agreed. I mean, I don't know if this is, like, hella Earth Gang energy.
Oh.
But I'm very much, like, a lover, too.
Right? What the fuck?
I'm very much so like the type of person that I'm all or nothing, or I'm gonna try my hardest in a relationship. I'm gonna be loyal. Like if I commit to someone, I commit to someone.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fuck around. Like
I think like I don't know for Capricorn, but I know like for like a lot of Virgo stuff, it just talks about like Virgos are not like really big on like casual hookup culture and all that. Yeah. Like I just like
And I'm not like a serial monogamist, but it sounds a little fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be in a relationship and then be single forever till I find my next boo. Help us.
We're having some technical difficulties here. It happens. It's live, y'all.
All right. You guys, lighting looks great. You guys look great.
Yay! We're hot and we're back.
Thanks, producer April.
Let me pull my shirt down.
Sponsored by Lustful. Do you want to let your titties hang out a little bit? Lustful got you.
You know, sometimes I don't want to act out in hoish activities, but I like to have hoes on me.
Support your local hoes.
So I got
not
this.
Not saying that's us, but support them.
I got this cute Lustful shirt, and it's got a little naked lady on it, and she got cute titties.
And I got, look, some ass about to get eaten.
It's just eaten.
He said, or she said. Anyway.
Anyways, Lustful is a very cute clothing brand that has very sexy pictures on it. You should check that out.
Lustful works.
Lustful works.
Welcome back.
And we're back. We're still talking about Kehlani's Valentine's Day. And is what I'm curious right now is I'm curious as to why I'm jointless, Ashley.
What the fuck?
There was some money put into this production, and I know we had a weed budget.
Yeah. Where's the weed man?
It might have been a small one.
Where's the weed man?
Can we fly the weed in?
Well, it still sounds a little grainy.
Weed woman.
Thank you.
Hello. 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 Yeah.
Do men ever just piss you off?
Do they? Sign up for our support group. Simping After Dark. Come through, ladies.
Sometimes.
Men, I know these hoes be pissing you off too. We're here for you too. Send us some emails. Let us know. What are these hoes doing?
Send us an email. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I want to know if you guys agree with us, if you disagree with us, if you maybe kind of disagree.
Am I crazy?
Or kind of agree with us.
Am I too jealous?
Is Ashley crazy? Is Ashley too jealous? Find out on next week's episode of Simpin' After Dark.
DM us on our Instagram. Simpin' After Dark.
So don't email?
Email us on our Instagram.
Is that what you were trying to say this whole time?
Yeah.
God damn it.
DM us.
You can email us at
Ash.
Do we have a I don't think we have an email. I don't think we have an email.
Oh, we do. Setup. I think we do. SimpinAfterDark@gmail.com.
This is so bad, guys.
It's true.
This is so run down. We're disgusting.
I'm drunk.
This is our first recorded live episode. And this is going great.
Anyway.
You can email us.
We do have an email. I just forgot.
All right. I'm going to take one more hit and then pass this off because clearly.
Have some mercy on us. Okay. Anyway. She fucking said.
So. I think that when Kehlani released the song, she really kind of just wanted to put her feelings out there and really kind of make it known that, look, she's probably still with this guy or she's still fucking with him, but at the end of the day, he did some fucked up shit. She wants the world to know.
Yeah.
And I think she has every right.
Did honestly. You listen to the song with YG that she dropped before this? Like, no hype. No hype. No.
No. I'm yeah. trying to think. Which one?
This song, Valentine's, was released 3 days after she did a song right. with YG. Conclusions with a K, of course.
Oh, my God.
No C's. But anyway.
We won't talk gangs up in here. Simpin' After Dark is a peaceful podcast where violence is only allowed when condoned.
Only love and sex. Go suck some dick. Eat some ass.
Only if the violence is consensual by both.
Yes.
Only if the violence is consensual by both. Then... the violence can concur.
I'll punch you in the face if you want me to.
If you want me to choke you.
I will do it.
If you want to choke me.
Do it.
Do it.
Just kidding.
Wait. It's if I want to choke you.
Do it. Who let me smoke?
All right, y'all. I think we should end this podcast on a positive note.
And no. You have to do a tweet.
Wow, this podcast is a mess. This podcast is a mess. But you know what? It's special to us.
Yes.
It's special to us because...
You're watching us grow up before your eyes.
Grow up? Can you just say grow? What? We're not little kids. We're grown adults.
Maybe.
Evolving maybe as a podcast.
Maybe I am.
Are you a child?
No. Well, we're not going to do that.
We are not going there. Actually, I had a tweet too.
Okay. When asking for the bare minimum feels like asking for a lot. That was tweeted by this bomb ass. She's like a DJ. Okay. I think she makes music too. @softest_hard.
Can you read that tweet like it's not a run-on sentence?
When asking for the bare minimum feels like asking for a lot. And then, one sentence.
And then what comes after that?
I was just saying who it was tweeted by.
And it's the three like... emoji.
It's that fucking emoji face where it's like,
oh no.
He looks sick.
It's got the wavy mouth.
Yeah, it's like
if that makes sense.
That wave face.
But you know what? Yeah. Have you ever asked somebody to call you and then they don't, and then you're like, why didn't you call me? And they're like, why are you making such a fucking big deal? And
have you ever asked anybody to apologize to you? That's the bare fucking minimum, let me tell you.
Have you ever, like, looked at a man and said it like, hey, you hurt my feelings, and I know you didn't do it on purpose, but could you please just not do that again? And they're like, well, I don't know what I did to you, but I'm sorry if you think I did something wrong.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
That shit sucks. Asking for the bare minimum sucks, man.
Oh, man, like, fucking grow up. Do better.
Yeah, and just, like, say sorry. Just like, yo, damn. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
I fucked up.
I'm gonna try not to do that again.
And then don't do it. But for real, though, don't fucking do it.
Okay, how about this? Speaking of villain,
oh.
I know how she talks about that in the song. Tweet is by OK Carlay.
OK Carlay.
And her handle is OK Carlay Little Bitty Bitch. I felt like that needed a shout out.
Shout out the little bitty bitches. We love
little
you.
Bitty bitches.
It ain't me, but I love you. Read.
Ain't nothing worse than a victim playing motherfucker.
Oh, I think I screenshotted that too.
That ain't right. But they provoke you, and when you finally stand up, they throw it on you. Stay away from gaslighters.
Toxic behavior. Toxic. 101.
Wow. Like, when people act like they have no fault in anything, I even if I know I ain't had no fault in no shit, I'm still like, hey, you know what? I'm still sorry.
Yeah. What's wrong?
This is a shitty situation.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Like, why do you gotta, like, get so crazy for?
Yeah.
Like, if you know you provoke somebody and they're calling you out, like, don't turn it back around on them. That's fucked up.
Yeah, the word gaslight has really made its way around in my mind lately.
It's a good one.
It's just crazy how people try to use things to make you believe that you're wrong when you're actually, you know, asking for bare minimum or, like, asking for an apology.
Yeah, it's just, like, manipulation at its finest.
Absolutely. And that's what I mean. It's, like, it's sad that, like, if you're just like, hey, you hurt my feelings, and they're like, well, I don't know why your feelings would be hurt by something like that. It's just like, dude.
Because I have feelings and that was mean.
Aren't we just adults here? Like, I'm tired of arguing. Just be like, yo, you know, I'm sorry about that.
I know. Just sometimes the way shit goes down, I'm like, wait, how old are we?
Yeah.
I thought I was done dealing with this after high school.
Yep. It's crazy. So you know what, Kehlani?
I love you.
We love you.
We love you. All right, guys.
Looks like we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Because,
next
next
one's going to be better.
This is going to be better and better from here on out.
I'm going to chug my beer now.
Make sure that you follow us on... Oh, we're going for it? Okay. It's gold.
I'm not going to burp. I'm not going to do it. You're going to have to subscribe to our Patreon to hear me burp when we make one.
Not me. I'm a cheap whore. Like, fuck it.
Or you can hear me burp on the Wild 7 podcast. In one episode, I challenge Nasrat himself. Guess who won?
Make sure you guys check out the Wild 7 podcast. It is also recorded here at the Wild 7 headquarters in downtown LA. Make sure you check out.
It's co-hosted by Nightshade Collective. So
yeah.
And you're on it all the time too, so.
I'm always there. I make a couple appearances here and there. I play a couple characters. I also am an actress and do some other things. So if you want to go on my Instagram, Victoria D. Wells, you can check out what other stuff I do on there.
And at @Ash_Friday_, all on Instagram.
Until next time.
See you guys.
Ha 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 ha.